is Cascadia Public Radio. Waging an intellectual war against the New World Order crime syndicate with powerful ideas that cannot be stopped by standing armies. I am Alex Ansari with you tonight, May 7th, 2009. Glad to see you all out there. Glad that you're going to be spending the next hour with me. We're going to be talking about China saying they're cutting the United States off of their credit card. We'll also be talking about how children in our society are continuing to get loads and loads of propaganda geared towards getting them into the military, especially when they become older and realize there aren't any jobs left. We'll be talking about the swine flu scare and some of the plans that are being made. And we will also be taking some phone calls. This is Outside the Box, edition 201. We have been producing this show since 2004. We've been going live every week on Thursday, Comcast Channel 11, since 2005. Now, over my website, alexansari.com, you can check out some of the previous shows and documentation. But many of the things manifesting in our world today have been predicted by yours truly, and not because we have a crystal ball, but because the government, the people that control this government, have been announcing what they have been planning to do for some time incrementally through the mainstream media. But what they've been doing is packaging it in a way to where we're going to love it, where we're going to like it, where it's something that's going to save us, i.e. the New World Order. And that's what we talk about here on the show. The New World Order and the plot to create a world government run by a board of CEOs, NGOs, the global elite. And this is nothing new. It's not a new world order. It's just an old world order. They're just bringing it out of the closet, so to speak. Last week was a great turnout. We had about 25 people show up. And I'm thinking about maybe doing that in a couple months as well. I also want to say hello to our new audience over at Beautiful Pizza off the corner of 35th and Belmont. I'm proud to announce that this show potentially may be shown at this particular pizza spot on Belmont every Thursday from 7 to 8. And so if you don't have cable and you watch this online but you live in Portland, you can meet people of like minds over at the particular spot, Beautiful Pizza, 34th, 35th, and Southeast Belmont. It's across from the Belmont Inn. It's across from Hodas Lebanese Restaurant. So it's a good little neighborhood there. A lot of consciousness, a lot of vibrant energy, a lot of people you might want to meet as we get ready to move into this strange world. It's already a strange world, but a stranger world, potential economic collapse, martial law, the government taking over, a number of things changing. So it's very important to use the information that's available at your fingertips while you still have it. So I want to thank Glenn from the Portland 11 Truth Movement for spearheading the effort to get this show aired before a live audience. So I want to say thank you, and we'll also be taking some phone calls. Before I launch headfirst into the news and start swimming around and explaining the breakdown of our society by design, I want to explain how bizarre it feels, personally, to have predicted so many things yet be laughed at by my peers, by my coworkers, by people around me over a period of time, a lot of denial. To see that denial literally vanish into thin air, replaced with apathy. First level is denial. Second level is apathy. The total shutdown. I don't want to hear it. Don't say anything. Don't protest. Don't speak up for your freedom or you'll go to jail. this type of psychological thinking, fear-based thinking, and victim consciousness, this is at the core of why we're stuck in this position. Collectively, we have to rise out of the ashes of what is now being created, the destruction of our dollar. And we are moving towards hyperinflation. We'll get into that more in a little bit. And we've documented that quite well with many of our guests, former bankers that I brought on the show. So you know it's not Alex Ansari talking about this stuff. There are professors. There are bankers. There are many people in government that go on shows like this that are already blowing the whistle. The issue is you're not seeing them on the mainstream media. I hope to be here to present Outside the Box, number 300. But I can't guarantee that that's going to happen. If it does happen, it's going to be a miracle. The budget has just been released for the city of Portland. I'm being told that we may be here till the end of the year. After that, it's completely unknown what could manifest. So this is why I'm getting my shows up on the internet. Google's no longer taking shows. So if you want to watch a show online, go to outsidethebox.blip.tv. That's outsidethebox.blip.tv. And you're going to be able to see the shows online from here on out. Higher quality than Google, so I'm very excited to have found this site. But back to the topic of the apathetic nature of humans. It is so surreal. It's like a tale from the dark side, if you will, to know about all these things manifesting and see your fellow peers sleepwalk into an American nightmare. It's like there's a parallel reality. It's like a tale from the dark side. We have this documented information in front of us. We can read it if we are not illiterate. We can see these headlines here.
Man lives.
Yet for some reason, it's hard for some people to contemplate.
Believes to be reality.
There's actually a dark design behind it all.
There is, unseen by most, an underworld. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
So we're seeing this parallel reality now, and we're walking through this strange reality we live in, seeing people completely depressed on the streets of downtown Portland, wanting to reach out, wanting to touch them, wanting to heal them, wanting to activate their consciousness and their desire to live. But it cannot be done. I do not have that power. All I'm responsible for is my own life. And personally, I will tell you now, that I'm doing everything in my power to leave this world at one point, whether it's at a young age or old age, with no regrets. No looking back, wishing I would have said this or did this or done that. And when you're living, in that place in your heart, where you are being who you are meant to be, when you are living as you are meant to live, that is where the peace can be found. And this is something that is not told to you in the public educational school system. They're merely programming you into go to the next array of careers that they have set up for you. That big industry, big money, the big banks, the government, big government has set up for us. And the government is very involved in destroying jobs today and creating the new police force, thought police force in the future. And when you look at college graduates, 10%, 15% going to work for Homeland Security, going to work for criminal justice. When we look at Obama's mandatory service bill, you know, and there's key words in there about law enforcement, things of that nature. It becomes very obvious when you start reading between the lines and looking at things from a global perspective instead of simply a national perspective that the people at the top are socially engineering our peers to be Stasi-like spies. When people like us are announced to be thought criminals in this so-called free world. And so I want you to think very carefully and be very honest with yourself about how serious the situation is. But it's not a situation where you have to come out a loser, where you have to respond to this information with fear, worry, doubt, unnecessary concern, panic, and internal terror. We've got to literally get off our knees, open up our eyes, and be the people who we were meant to be. And so, you know, we're going to cover a number of things tonight. Let's start covering the news. And then we'll start taking a couple phone calls at 503-288-4442. But you are going to need to keep them brief. Actually, the first couple phone calls, we want people that have called less than 10 times. So if you have called less than 10 times, we want to hear from you. Bill, we're not going to be taking any phone calls from anyone that's called over 10 times. And so that's the question to ask when we actually go to the phone lines. Have you called over 10 times? And to begin with the first report, China has canceled U.S. credit card. We're going to be going into that. And this is something that most of you know that I have been predicting for some time, but this is simply the first wave. This is from the AFP, for those of you that think I make things up. China, wary of the troubled U.S. economy, has all canceled America's credit card by cutting down purchases of debt, a U.S. congressman has said last Thursday. China has the world's largest foreign reserves, believed to be mostly in dollars, along with around $800 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds, more than any other country. China has also floated replacing the dollar as a key international currency, with a basket of units bringing in the euro, sterling, and yen. Representative Mark Kirk, a member of the House Appropriations Committee and co-chair of a group of lawmakers promoting relations with Beijing, said China had very legitimate concerns about its investments. He said, "I'm not sure too many people on Capitol Hill realize that this is now happening, and the same thing could be said about people around us, while most are focused on who's going to be America's next idol." In the next headline, we're going to briefly go into the economy. Almost a quarter of U.S. homemakers are underwater, swimming, 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 swimming for air. A growing number of U.S. owners than their properties are worth after prices extended their two-year decline in the first quarter. About 21.8% of all owners were underwater as of March 31st, the Seattle-based Real Estate Data Service said in a report today. At the end of the fourth quarter, 17% of homeowners owed more than their original, which all 14.3% had negative equity 3 months earlier. Property values dropped 14% from a year earlier in their first quarter, reducing the median value of U.S. single-family homes, condominiums, and cooperatives to $182,000. The decline has left about 20 million of the United States' 93 million homes, condos, and co-ops with loans higher than the properties are worth. The gain in underwater homeowners will lead to more bank repossessions. And these banks incrementally are being bought by China. China wants collateral on the debt, the trillions they gave us, and many are suspecting that it's going to come in the form of homes, land, infrastructure. In an era of our country's history where issues such as debating critical infrastructure is actually headline news, but whether people are actually aware of that or reading that, that is another subject entirely. Obama seeks to double tax law enforcement budget. I've reported recently that there's an all-time number of people who aren't going to file this year. And I believe that the real reason, one of the reasons, for the police state control grid, the cameras, the tracking and tracing, where are you, RFID in your card, is to make sure you pay the taxes that they say you owe. And so we need to remember these bank bailouts. We can't afford this. Our kids won't afford it. It's by design to usher in a new era of high-tech enslavement. And that's the cold, hard fact. President Barack Obama proposed on Thursday nearly doubling funds to enforce U.S. tax laws next year with an aim of more than quadrupling funding for tax compliance to $2.1 billion within 5 years. And I want you to think about this, those that are defending these bank bailouts and the war. How do you think we're going to live a peaceful life in the future when they're directing our kids in this direction, another war? When Obama says to you, it's more than just Al-Qaeda. It's Hamas. It's Iran. It's all these places. We have to go after terrorists, although the president has been elected, has invaded a sovereign nation. He's maintained the policies of Bush. He has expanded the bombardment of villages in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in many cases, we'll get into this again later on, it's robotic drones. When they take out the human element, a human that's saying, no, I'm not going to kill the women and kids, and you put up a robot, this is a cowardly act. When your own military can't take on the so-called enemy at ground level when everything is done up in the air, done by robots that have no emotions, that have no consciousness. So this is definitely a world. The whole Terminator saga is highly ironic, as well as the fact that a guy that played the role he did in this movie about the machines taking over is the governor of California. It's all about the cult of personality, not really about the substance. So this is a country that's very much obsessed with the cult of personality. Go ahead and play that video, guys. But the truth of the matter is, folks, the reason why people don't know is because we're living in a machine, so to speak. A machine where they control what we see, what we hear, and what we read. The unique thing about the United States is we are living in a machine, yet in this era of time we have access to so much information that could change our world as we know it. But the problem is, this machine we live in has pulled many people away from their natural state of being. And we are loving, spiritual, wonderful human beings. We don't need a new world order. There is a divine order all throughout the planet and the universe. What they are truly doing is warping our society and turning our country and planet into a cesspool of mentally ill individuals. But hey, at least we got drugs. They've automated the whole thing. And they seek to create, you can Google this, guys, an AI computer that will control the future robotic army that DARPA and the Pentagon has been working on for years. The Terminator, folks, was not just a movie. They're building these things today. These things, these robots, these machines that have no feelings, that have no humanity, have already been unleashed upon the third world. And soon one day, what is known, formerly known as the first world, our own country, as unmanned drones patrol our skies and our borders. All under the guise of the big 9/11 lie. You know, many people think they're an island. That no matter what happens out there in the world, they're never going to be emotionally affected, physically affected by the things going on. Depleted uranium, folks, hello? Jet stream circulation of the air around the planet. We never lived like this. And people say to me, Alex, calm down and relax. Take a breath of fresh air, only the air is not all that fresh. In fact, it's a little bit rancid. And for those of you out there in the country thinking I'm nuts, you don't live here in the city seeing what we see. You're affected from it. Remember that. And you're in a box. You're watching what they want you to watch. And they control that information. And that's why they're going out to the internet and access TV, where voices like mine, perspectives like mine, are represented. It is the people's voice that is being crushed. But we are affected, whether people believe it or not, by everything that's going on, because we are connected, we are one. There is no separation. That is an illusion. That is a collective hallucination that many people today continue to believe in, that we're never going to be affected, that, hey, our farts don't stink, Portland's an island, look at us in our tie-dye t-shirt, look at me like a peacock running around going, I'm too sexy for the facts, too sexy for the facts, so sexy it hurts. It's not cool. But we are affected when the young die, when the women are raped, where the men's minds are warped, to go to war, to leave their families, to forget who they are. We are affected, and we're affected here in this nation. We're affected here in the city. Portland is not an island. I don't want to hear about how weak you feel. I want to hear about how strong you feel. I don't want to hear about how scared you are. I want to hear how brave you are. I want to hear from real men and women that care about the next generation and the children, whether they are ours or not, whether they are white or not. Because it is the children that are the next generation. It is the children whose minds are being watched by the sick machine that I got to read about every day and try to explain to people coherently and beg them to look into what I say, to beg them on my hands and knees to take a closer look at what they're doing to our minds. Because I can see what others can't see. And I want you to see this dark, demonic energy that is waging war in our species. You don't know who the elite are, neither do I. But they exist, and we can feel it. Like a mammal walking through the jungle that can smell the scent of the predator that is stalking us in the dark of night. The Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, each one of these organizations is a secret society, but still is a front for something else most of us will never stand. We'll never be able to identify, but we will continue to feel in our heart as the New World Order tightens its grip upon our throats and the collective species of humanity. More people are going to have that light bulb go off above their head. And this is a fact. Now let's cover the news and take some phone calls. How are we looking? One, two, none. 503-288-4442. Let's get the next video queued up. We'll go into that shortly. We'll be able to talk about that. We're going to get into the swine flu updates. Let me take a breather. I want to let you know about a couple things. This is something a listener sent me. I do a daily radio show at oraclebroadcasting.com. We show it over here on camera one. Okay. Somebody sent this to me, and it's got thousands and thousands of seeds in it. Non-Monsanto heirloom seeds. If you don't know what Monsanto is, please, watch The Future of Food. Former guest of the show, watch my special on GMO foods and how it breaks down the immune system. I've done 3 shows. That's why my website's great. We've got the archives, shows that are never shown on PCM anymore because we're only showing the new ones. But you want to check this out. Get this for your kids. Get this for your family. Women, talk to your husbands. Talk to your boyfriends about the issue I bring up. Men, talk to your girlfriends. Talk to your family. Talk to your kids. Kids, talk to your parents. Everybody. You know who watches this show? Little kids. Blacks. Arabs. Whites. Hispanics. Asians. Who else watches it? Rich people watch the show, some of them. Mostly people in the middle class to lower economic class because it's more relevant. But the point is, there's a wide variety of things that I'm discussing hitting a very large audience. Atheists. Christians. Muslims, Buddhists, people into New Age and belief systems that tell them that everything's going to be fine come 2012. I'm talking to a wide variety of people out there. So, although I talk about the spiritual realm, and although I talk about this being a war between good and evil, I don't get into specifics, I don't get into archetypes, I don't get into mythology, I don't get into religion. I get into what my heart is telling me. And this is my perspective. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and take that phone call, Bill, and then we will continue with the news. Bill, do we have him? Hello, caller. Speak now or forever.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, you're on the air live.
Yeah, I was just calling. What is this thing our government's doing about making, we say we're helping other countries, but with our bombs, we're only turning, we're only creating enemies. The next generation of, like, Muslims or people in the Middle East or... And have you ever noticed all these things we bomb is all about oil?
And to add to that, we put in a central bank wherever we go. It happened in Iraq. It happened in Afghanistan. And we have all types of plans set up for Africa as well. So we also put central banks there, and we also wage war against countries that dump the dollar and go into a different currency because it's about economic domination. And I haven't recommended this book. Go, for those of you listening, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. The movie Syriana, you know, when the guy would go and pay people off, dictators, if you will, to pretty much just take the money and run and leave their country in debt so they can be taken over. Actually, that model is actually happening in the United States. But what you're saying, sir, is very true. I think it's also happening incrementally here. They're demonizing veterans now. It's in the news. They could be potential terrorists. The reason they're doing that is because they're getting ready to pull their funding, and then people are naturally going to be upset. So they're artificially creating a revolution of violence in this country as well that is not based on peace or the intellectual revolution that I talk about.
Have you noticed that the Pakistani government is playing both Afghanistan and us?
I don't have it with me today on the script. This is what I've read. Taliban may have access now to Pakistani nukes. For those that don't know, the Taliban were initially supported by the United States. Pakistan is very much linked up with the United States. A lot of what you read in the news isn't true. I know you know about this, sir, because when we go back to 9/11, we can see the head of Pakistani intelligence, Amit Mahmood, who gave Muhammad Atta, one of the suspected 9/11 hijackers, he wired him $250,000. This particular head of the ISI, Pakistan's CIA, basically, who was also set up by the CIA, was meeting with Joe Biden on September 9th, 2001. At the White House.
We just gave the Pakistani government $10 billion, and they did not do anything to deal with the Taliban. When the Taliban gets close to the nuclear weapons, they call our governor up for more money.
Well, you know what's going on, sir. Tell me, before I let you go, and I want to thank you for your call, what are your projections for the future with the situation, or does it seem unclear what's going to happen next? What are your thoughts?
I think we need to secure our borders more. I think we need to promote stability by bringing more jobs from China and giving them more money, more reason. Because right now the government's in control and the people will always starve.
You're
with
absolutely
without
correct.
Our help.
You are correct. I got some more alarming news, too. So we got to band together, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
There's a wave coming. There's a wave coming. There's a knockout blow coming. Learn to evade the blow. Learn to bob. Learn to duck it. Learn to deflect it. Learn to move your body to the side and deflect Goliath's blow, the knockout blow towards our head. Learn to deflect that and react with a counterstrike. But I'm not preaching violence. This is all just an analogy. Before we go to the next phone call, we need to cover the news quickly. We are halfway through the program. How are you guys doing over at Beautiful Pizza? You enjoying the show? But here's another one. We're talking about the economy. Obama seeking to double tax law enforcement budget. Then I said earlier about a quarter of U.S. Homeowners are underwater. China has canceled U.S. credit card. It's only a matter of time before it hit hyperinflation. The Federal Reserve just bought trillions of dollars from the Treasury. These are some of the last big moves that you're going to see. It's not a, folks, we're getting closer, and I care about you so much. People in Michigan are mining bodies for cash to make ends meet. This is in the news. As Michigan's economy continues to suffer, people are offering themselves up as medical guinea pigs for a quick buck to make ends meet. Some are selling plasma. Others have their hair sold for hundreds on the Internet, while others take more extreme roads by wanting to sell their eggs or participate in medical studies in exchange for payment and free medical exams. I've talked before about why the breakdown of the U.S. economy is going to be bad for women's safety. Layoffs of police, more aggression, more sexual repression from people not being able to communicate with another, and a lot of programmed males out there that have been taught by the TV and the WWE that it's okay to hit women. We live in a culture of domestic violence and abuse. Some people have discernment. Many young people do not, especially when their parents sit them in front of the kid, the TV, sit them in front of the TV, hand them a remote, and tell them to go at it. And this is very, very dangerous. I want you to think about what your kids are watching. I want you to look at your little ones, your little girls, and ask yourself, are you comfortable with your little girl seeing things on this box that pretty much paint her out to be a whore and prepare her for the future? You're already seeing clips saying, hey, girls, the economy's doing bad. You can go to Nevada and be a prostitute. So I'm concerned about all those things, but it's far worse in other countries. where they already have been struggling with equality and issues and safety of women. Here's Cambodia. Rise in sex trade predicted in Cambodia. And by the way, the answer solution, the solution is very simple. We have to protect our families, and we have to protect our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, and we need to be able to look at each other as an extended family, as being part of a unit, not a collective or a cult, but people that genuinely care about one another. Because when you live in a society where you only care about yourself, your society implodes. We cannot be free and ignorant of the reality going on and what's happening to women in this country and around the world. It just doesn't work that way. So I beg men that are watching this show that think some of the stuff's a little quacky to take some of this stuff seriously, because this isn't a joke. And the safety of your girlfriend that's watching the show with you, it's not a joke. And you need to stop smirking, and you need to be a man. You need to be a protector. It's your job, it's your purpose. That isn't sexist. We're stronger than women for a reason. And so we have to understand the real nature of what's going on. I don't even like reading this stuff, but Cambodia expects an increase in prostitution and human trafficking as the unemployment rate climbs during the economic downturn. The country's Secretary of State, Chau Bong Eng, says the financial crisis will lead more women and girls to look for riskier jobs. I know a lot about sex trafficking. I've researched it, and I've looked directly into people that are behind large operations, and you do find governments, very much so, and many sick, interesting individuals that are in Europe, that are in Mexico, that are in the United States, that are actually operating on an international level. Hey, I thought we had a police state. I thought we had interstate wiretapping. Why is all this stuff allowed to go on? Well, if you do some research, Google DynCorp, and you'll find out that DynCorp, this U.S. mercenary army, was gang raping African girls several years ago. When it came out in the news and it happened, they changed their name. Now, we're not going to have time to get in the military and rape there, but I will tell you that I'm going to be interviewing a professor of journalism at Columbia University. She wrote an entire book about rape and gang rape in the military, violence towards women, and what it's really like. So I'm actually going to have a female professor on in the near future to discuss this issue, because most of you just probably don't believe me. Moving on to the next update, we're going to discuss the updates on swine flu, and this is what they want. I know they want to distract you from the fact that Obama says we're not going to persecute people that have allowed torture to go on, persecute people that have engaged in rape and all that. You know, all that stuff's just being ignored by this current administration, just like the last. So what we're dealing with is a situation where the World Health Organization, working directly for the world government, they're all working together, appears to have unleashed something that's not natural. It's a combination of avian, bird flu, pig flu, and a couple days of the human flu virus, and all of a sudden, in multiple continents, it just pops up. I want you to think about this. We got all this stuff going on, economic meltdown by design. We have the potential for a revolution in this country. We have people in the offensive mode trying to take a closer look at what the government's doing, asking for accountability, and then we have this right on clockwork heading our direction. Let's talk about this. The World Health Organization says up to 2 billion people might get the swine flu. The chief of the WHO, the WHO, said the number wasn't a prediction, but that experience with flu pandemics showed one-third of the world's population getting infected. Now let's move on. The number of confirmed cases of swine flu has reached 45 in Oregon. Officials report Wednesday, yesterday, there are 20 children, 19 teenagers, and 16 adults confirmed to have the H1N1 swine flu in Oregon. We also have reports about many schools that were closed this week. Forest Grove, schools in Washington County, private and charter schools. There's a Christian school here, Polk County, Western Oregon University. Now here's another one. Flu masks in fashion as virus nears pandemic stage. Something about a beautiful woman with a pig snout on her face. There's something kind of dehumanizing about that. It reads here, if you don't want it, flaunt it. As swine flu approaches the pandemic stage, a new fad is going viral. The swine flu fashion mask. Graphic designers and online retailers are offering people the chance to make a fashion statement even as they ward off the deadly bug. Swine flu, here's the next one. Inflatable morgues and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. This is in the UK. By the way, bring that up, Bill. There's also some other stuff, some other graphics. We don't have them to show you, but they're openly planning for martial law and quarantines. All we need to have is the WHO, the UN, an authority group, other than the United States, directing how we, as sovereign Americans, supposed sovereign Americans, live. So this is highly concerning. So they're preparing for massive deaths. The same thing is happening in the United States. They're expecting 750,000 dead. Now, here in this country, these are coffins. These are coffins. These are real. They've done news stories about this. They're in Georgia. There's about a million coffins just like this ready to go. They've been there sometime. They're also planning for martial law. If you go and look at the next slides, just keep going through them, you're going to see some stuff that I left over from last week. We'll go through these rapidly. This is a report from Switzerland. While all of you are hearing about this so-called natural Gaia taking revenge on the planet, there's just a natural virus. All of a sudden, accidentally, in Switzerland, this virus was being carried on a train. It fell and broke and infected people. So it wasn't spread from human to human. It, for some reason, was being transported. You see, that's Reuters. Do you see that right there? For those that don't know, Reuters is a mainstream publication. I didn't make that article. I didn't write this article. And so you're starting to see this spread around the planet. And this is highly concerning. In the next report, if you just keep continue to go through these, you can see in this report here about NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM's preparing for martial law in the event of terrorists, domestic insurgents, revolution, rebellion. People really want accountability in their governments. What it's really about, Ron Paul people, they're targeting activists. That's the reality. But they have so many excuses why they want martial law, natural disasters, and so now they're adding swine flu to it. So no matter what, they're planning to engineer events into motion that's going to lead to cities, major cities, being quarantined. I need to escape Portland. If you have a place, I need to start planning my escape from the big city. You people can do what you want and laugh at me about what I'm saying. I know some of you take it very seriously. Some of you think it's always going to be this way. They're always going to have somewhat of a stable world while it falls apart, but that we're always just going to have somewhat of a stable world where everything's fine and we have jobs, and the reality is that's not the truth. Now, we have a phone call. We're going to go to that, and then we're going to get into that video, Christy. So with that, let's go ahead and make that phone call. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I like your program.
Thank you.
I'm interested in hearing about just what you talked about on your screen here about the martial law and NORTHCOM, and it made me think about the drills we had over the last couple of years, the helicopters at night and the black guys in their black suits having exercises for what I don't know. Can you give us an update on that? And I'll wait for your answer offline. Thank you.
I'll be brief, sir, but I won't be able to get into all the details, but I'm assuming you're talking about Portland. So we have MH6, people that are writing. You should watch your show with the pen and paper. Or if you hear something real quick, go to my website or go to that Blip TV address and watch the part again. Because I talk really fast, but I don't have a lot of time. That's why I do a daily two-hour show Monday through Friday at Oracle. I want you guys to call me, please. Please, please call me on my radio show. I will give you 5-10 minutes to talk. But it doesn't work on this show. It's 1 hour a week. If you guys call me, I promise you, you're going to get more than 2 or 3 minutes on the air. You're going to be able to say what you want to say. And more Portlanders are starting to listen to that show. My listenership's getting to the thousands now. And soon I'm going to be looking for sponsors. But martial law preparations, MH6 model ones, Google it. Take a look at the model. They're set up to go into major urban cities, but they're very lightweight and delicate, so they have to have the expert pilots operating them. The guys are carrying M16s. This is run by the Navy. They have other martial law drills going on. That's what Top Off 4 was about. Portland is set up to be quarantined. For those of you that think I'm making this up, I have direct, personal, first-hand experience. I went to Top Off 4 as a member of the press. Someone else helped me get the press pass. I was the only independent filmmaker, videographer there, which made a lot of people nervous. Just don't add to that as well. With last name answer, and on my dad's side. And so, you know, I didn't let that get to me, and I knew Homeland Security was following me and watching me, but it wasn't a big deal. They just wanted to make sure I wasn't a threat. Who's this, you know, Middle Eastern-looking guy who's filming our martial law plans? Why is he asking real questions? I was asking about the big questions. Also, you want to be aware that the economy is melting down. They're preparing for an invasion one day from China. It could be staged, who knows, by the globalists, but China and Russia. So while we had top off four, yes, Bill, while we had top off four, you had Vigilant Shield Await, Google that, going on in aerospace that dealt with an interception of an attack by China. So I talked to the representatives for FEMA, and I interviewed the director, the head of FEMA, the regional area for this part of the country, and some other people, but everyone was so compartmentalized, no one knew anything. So we'll talk more about that in the future, but yeah, there's plenty of martial law preparations still underway. The MH-6 choppers are still here. It wasn't just about October 08. So at my website, there are links, and if you go to google.com, you can type in top off 4, Google top off 4 on the internet. That was the terror drill they did in Portland. And my name, Alex Ansari, in top off 4, and you're going to see me question former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff about that issue, and you'll see his response in part 2. It's 2 hours of video, guys. 2 hours of video. You got sound bites, and you got little pieces. I'm proud of being at top off 4, and I'm proud of what I did there, and that's record these martial law preparations, because I believe I was born on this planet to breathe air, to do one thing, and that's warn you about the future and show you another way. This is why I live. This is why you get up. This is why my heart beats. And so I want you guys to be aware, okay, of the concerns I have about the city we live in. The Chinese and Japanese have bought the grain silos in the Midwest. They're going to ship it out of Portland. If there's a disaster, they're going to want to make sure they get their food. Now, they're booming countries and ours is falling apart. They're socially engineering this state, designing it to be an export state. And some people think that's going to be a great thing, but in the long run, we're going to continue to be guinea pigs eating Monsanto GMO while the good organic stuff is real expensive and they ship it elsewhere. But we got to go ahead and play that video. Let's go to this. Oregon Guard set for national deployment since World War II. Largest deployment since World War II. The Oregon National Guard says nearly 2,700 soldiers are scheduled to depart in the coming days for Camp Stewart, Georgia, where they will prepare and train before being deployed to Iraq for 10 months. The Oregon National Guard says the deployment marks the third trip to the Middle East for some soldiers. And so this is what's happening to our boys locally. Nothing has changed since Barack Obama has come into office. Well, things have changed. In fact, they're getting significantly worse. Not to put Bush on a pedestal. He did his job. The media played into the script. He's the big bad guy, which he was, but they made it all about Bush and no one else. And they worked very hard to create this anybody but him, anybody but him. Yeah, we got somebody else. Only it's going to be a little bit worse. The very fact that he's half black worries me. I believe the global elite is working to engineer a race riot. People that don't know the facts, that don't know about the world, New World Order, are going to think a black man did it. And this is something that haunts me. And with that, let's go to the next phone call. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Jeff, and I'm a first-time caller.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah, great. I have a couple of comments, and then I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'll probably take the answer off the air.
Okay.
But before I begin, the first question I have is that can of seeds in front of you. How do I get that?
Get that? Get what?
The can of seeds.
Well, you know, I can't tell you, but if you have internet access, type in can of seeds. Go to eFoods Direct.
Excellent.
eFoods Direct.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, my comments are this. I'm a 50-year-old man. You are a kindred spirit. You are one of less than 36 people in America who are telling the truth to the American public.
That's why I'm trying not to freak out on the show and be calm, because I know a lot of you are telling your friends about the show, and I want them to take the information. I know I throw fits and tantrums, but it's only because I'm passionate, guys.
I'll try to keep this brief. I'm surprised you're still alive. I guess it's because you're in Portland and
I believe in God, I believe in angels, and that's the truth. I believe in angels protecting me. I almost died a couple times when I was young before I got into this stuff. Maybe one day I'll share some stuff about my life. But I had things happen to me when I was young that led me to believe that I had a purpose to fill, and I think some of you do too now.
Hey, I've been telling people the exact same thing that you've been saying for 25 years. I'll be 50 years old this year, and my family, my friends, people that I work with look at me like I am crazy, just like I'm sure you experience. My comments are this. I am, like I said, I'll be 50. I am ashamed of my generation because we are the ones who have let the ball drop. We are the ones who have given away our freedoms, and we are the ones who are ultimately responsible. You spoke earlier about the children, and I just feel really responsible. Personally, for me, I have no family.
Me either.
In the last 6 months, I feel like a heavy weight has fallen on my heart, and I will tell you, I've been preparing, and I'm heading for the woods. I know that's probably not the right thing to do, but I've been having a hard time finding like-minded people.
Come to my group on Wednesday at 5, sir, next week, if you can do it. I'll be there till 7. And, go ahead, I don't want to interrupt you, sir. Go ahead. You're talking your truth. I want to hear this. Go ahead.
So I work during the day, but I'm getting ready to leave this summer. I am making my plans to leave a big city and get out to an urban area and a protected area as much as possible. But I don't believe that's really that possible anymore. My question to you, sir, is this. You talked earlier about the children and the generational change. Is it too late? Is it still possible for the people of our society in America who have become so soft and so lazy and so accustomed to being told what to do to actually effectuate the spiritual change that you advocate every week on your program?
I believe something's going to happen. I believe something's going to happen.
The spiritual change that Ernest Holmes in the 1920s predicted in the Science of Mind, asking people to create a new consciousness. Do you honestly believe that that's going to happen? I will take your answer off the air.
I don't know.
Thank
I don't
so
know what that's
going
to happen. I know that's going to happen to some of us, and that's already happening. Some people are choosing to become powerful demons in this realm. If we are guided in this universe to a certain degree by that higher self in us, but in the end, it comes down to free will. We can do whatever we want. We can use our hands to literally execute death blows on another individual, murder someone in 10 seconds or less, if we know that. We can also heal someone. We can do amazing things with our body. We can kill, we can heal with these hands. The choice is up to you. Do you want to be full of fear? Do you want to be full of love? And I'm coming into contact with many conscious beings, and we're coming together, and we're witnessing others go the other way. So, sir, I can't say that there's going to be a big shift where it affects everyone, but I don't know that it's impossible. I do want to say when things shift, really shift, where people find this stuff relevant, it's when they're literally pushed out of their chair and they're taken out of their comfort zone. At that point, honestly, I think I will be famous one day. And this is something I feel like I'm getting ready for. I have to learn to be a leader and mature and grow up and work through whatever issues I've got. Because I don't know whether I asked for this or what, but it's dropped in my lap. So I will try my best to lead people, but I can't force people. But I won't get too far into theories. We do deal with theories on the show. But I don't want to get too far into that, whether it's going to happen like that or not. I know that I find the future to be interesting. I think you might want to check out my article on in Nexus Magazine. This is a worldwide publication. This is my cover story. What I've been talking about with magnetic field weakening, the holes in it, and even how these shifts affect consciousness and the male system, hormones, creativity, things of that nature, also warlike behavior. So major changes in consciousness, for better or for worse. What you do with it and all that energy is up to you. Check out the article, and these are just little pieces. So yes, I think something's shifting out there. I don't think it's coming from humans. I think it's coming from the solar system, that we are completing a cycle, and I do believe that. I want to thank you for your call. Christy, I'm going to go ahead and roll through these very quickly, Bill, if you can just go from slide to slide, and then we're going to play track 5. We're going to skip 3 and 4, and we're going to play track 5. I wish I had more time to talk about it. I have run out of time. I haven't even got through my news. That alarms me a little bit. Is the Army abusing children with its latest experiment, the Army Experience Center? That is being asked. They're programming kids, bringing them into bases really young, just like they do in China, and get them to play video games and whatnot. And so this is being flagged. Let's go to the next report. They're militarizing education. They're opening up a Marine high school in Atlanta. There are many people that are upset about that. Let's go to the next slide. We'll just go back to back here. Thousands of civilians flee Pakistani war zone. And in this report here, secret U.S. robo-whisper copters head to undisclosed location. Let's go to the next report. Hints that detainees may be held on U.S. soil. No, Obama's not just going to close Gitmo. He's going to open up for here. So we're actually importing the prisons. Military Commissions Act. United States looks like they are going to revive that. In the next report, prison awaiting hostile bloggers. They're starting to talk about all this hostile stuff on the internet and possibly creating legislation that would go after people like me. Here in the next one, EU wants Internet G12 to govern cyberspace. They're going after the web. We don't have time to read it. Here's another one. Web providers must limit Internet's carbon footprint. And let's go to the next one. Rupert Murdoch says Internet will soon be over. Don't worry about Fox News going down. The Internet's going down in 12 months. Next report. Majority of Americans support legalizing marijuana, even though Obama laughs at you and calls you Internet quacks. When they voted in Internet poll, and overwhelmingly, everyone wants to legalize weed. And the last report, we have information about the next Bilderberg meeting. They are going to be holding their meeting between May 14th and the 17th in Greece. I want to thank everybody for watching. We're going to play this short, quick video I pulled off YouTube. It is entitled, Open Your Mind. I hope you enjoy.
Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind.
The world today is filled with their gang signs, the logos, the symbols of power. These symbols that you see before you on the screen now may mean nothing to you, but they sure mean a lot to people in control. I'm not saying that they're actually pulling demonic energy into their obelisk in D.C. There are some in power that believe that they're doing just that. The rulers of the world are revealing themselves to us, and that it's New World Order, that we're moving into a world government. Their symbols are all over. The all-seeing eye, the pyramid, the imagery of the sun behind Obama's logo, the rising sun. Even the cross in Christianity was borrowed. The cross in Christianity was borrowed from the ancient past. Many symbols have been with us over time. The pentagram in D.C., the very spot that JFK was killed on 11/22/1963, Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. Top of the pyramid, baby. Booyah. The Nazi emblem. It was an ancient, peaceful symbol used by the Chinese and the Buddhists. And they take these symbols and use them for their dark purposes. This is alchemy. This is magic. This is ritual magic. This is sorcery. And it's happening all around us. The owl in Austin. The owl on the dollar. The owl in Bohemian Grove. There is a whole other world out there, ladies and gentlemen, while most of us are busy worried about our jobs, our relationships, our next orgasm, that chocolate chip cookie that we're eating, that Pabst Blue Ribbon that we're downing, that Camel White that we're smoking, that pot that you're lighting up. It's not an attack on you, I'm just making a point. We are distracted by all these cords that we are swimming around, swimming with, that have been provided by the New World Order. It is the law of attraction. They are working very, very hard to manifest the reality that they want to see come into fruition. They are working very hard. They are focused. They are organized. They are driven. And they've been around for some time. They have their martial law plans. They have their contingency plans. Question still remains, do you have yours? The pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the cross, the goddess are Statue of Liberty is a representation of the god Isis. Our Statue of Liberty was a gift given to our country by French Freemasons. Folks, this stuff is real. This is not a dream. You are not sleeping. You are awake. And yes, this is really happening. Yes, this is the time for us to open our mind and find out who we really are. This is the time to reunite with something natural, something beautiful, something nurturing, something harmonious. We are reflections of the Creator. We are made in the Almighty's image. We are here for a reason. Whether you choose to believe that or not, let me tell you something about the problem of civilization. This is not just about the New World Order. Our apathy and our silence allow these things to go on. The very fact that we have a New World Order, that in and of itself is a problem of civilization. All right, folks, we are now out of time. I would like to thank you all for watching. We're going to be here next week live on Comcast Channel 11. I urge you to take a look at my website. It is down right now. We need to do a little bit of fundraising to get the funds up to get that site hopefully back online by tomorrow. Things have been a little rough here in Portland. So email me if you would like to help with any volunteering, things of that nature. Remember this, folks, before we go out. What I'm here to do is one thing and one thing only, and it's not to frighten you or make you piss your pants. I'm attempting to activate your consciousness through this television set and get you to remember exactly who you are and educate you about your world, teach you that this prison planet is not a conspiracy theory. It is a reality. We are living in a cage, albeit a transparent one, but guess what? I'm not going to sit down and lie in the crap. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to educate others because this is what it feels like to be alive and awake. Folks, we'll see you next week. Thank you for watching.